Welcome to the show on Thursday, September 18th. This is the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. That's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And for a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports and use the offer code FUN. And we're going to have fun right now on the podcast. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. And Dave Richard will be coming in after he's done with the radio stuff, which should be about 5 minutes.
That guy's always late. I don't understand.
Right? Unbelievable, that Dave Richard. So we'll take plenty of emails at fantasyfootball@CBS. Oh, Dave, sorry, here he is. How about that? Fantasyfootball@CBSI.com. Put podcast, football podcast, grade the trade, whatever in the email. Do some starter sit for the NFC home games. I don't usually get excited to preview a game. Like, I get excited to watch games, but to preview a game, I don't usually get excited, but I was like fired up to talk Broncos Seahawks. Very much looking forward to that.
I think that's the best NFL game of the week. I think the best fantasy game of the week is Packers Lions.
Maybe in terms of fantasy points, but yes, the most intriguing, discussion worthy game of the week has got to be Seahawks Broncos, right?
Yeah.
Right, Dave?
Raiders
Giants.
Raiders Giants?
Raiders Giants. Thanks for turning my mic on like that.
But the Raiders aren't playing the Giants.
Oh, what was I saying?
Texans Giants?
Texans Giants.
Yeah. Raiders Patriots.
I'm making up games at this point. Oilers and
bad.
Dallas Texans.
I think tonight's game is going to be horrible. Oh, man. I'm not looking forward to it.
Are you even going to watch it?
Of course I'm going to watch it, but not excited to watch it. Let's read our email of the day before we dive into everything else. It's from Pookie. He says, "Hey, John, Garfield, and Odie. A lot has been made about Kyrie Robinson since Mark Ingram got hurt, but with Pierre Thomas still on the team, how much upside does Kyrie Robinson really have?"
Well, where would you think Ingram would be if he was healthy at this point after two games of what he's done?
And that's pretty close to a must start.
That's kind of what you have to view Kyrie Robinson as, at least the way I think of it. I don't think Pierre Thomas's value... I think Pierre Thomas gets a bump because they'll use him a little bit more on rushing down, so he definitely benefits. You know, the reason we've been kind of glossing over Pierre Thomas is because he's owned.
Yeah.
It's not like we've downgraded Pierre Thomas.
But it's also a similar situation to Woodhead, Donald Brown, right?
Not necessarily, because I don't think Woodhead's role changes dramatically.
I don't think Thomas's role changes dramatically, does it?
Yeah, but Woodhead's like a step below Thomas, you know? So that's the way I view
it. Oh, I was just drawing the comparison.
You're right.
Filling in for the injured guy. All right, here are your injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Jonathan Dwyer was arrested for aggravated assault and has been deactivated. So I guess if you owned Dwyer, Stephon Taylor now.
Should be. They have to bring somebody else in.
They face San Francisco. A.J. Green still hoping to play this week. Are you
Marvin
guys counting
Lewis,
on it?
Marvin Lewis said on Thursday that he expects him to play.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to see him practice. I think he's got to practice first.
So I would prepare to be without him. Like, if you have somebody Thursday night, you have to go that route.
Right. But here we go again with another receiver. I mean, we had Brandon Marshall. Everybody didn't expect him to play. And then not only did he play, he caught three touchdowns.
But those guys limped through the game week one.
Right.
Jeffrey came out, but Marshall limped through the game.
Jeffrey had to come back in week one.
In week one.
Yeah.
So you're looking at it. A.J. Green was shelved early in week two.
Yeah.
And they have their bye next week, so
it doesn't make sense necessarily. But if you have Matt Ryan or Andy Dalton.
Oh, it's not close. That's Ryan.
What if A.J. Green were definitely playing?
Still Ryan.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, like, if you were
what
stuck.
Go ahead.
And Doug Martin was a flex option versus A.J. Green, something along those lines.
And you'd play it safe and go with Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, if it was A.J. Green versus Rainey, I may wait it out.
What if it was Dalton versus Romo or Dalton versus Brady? That's different because you can wait. I guess that's the point.
We can wait.
You can wait on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more as, you know, you wouldn't go McCown or Dalton. That's not.
No way.
You still go Dalton.
All right, Arian Foster has a hamstring injury. He's at the Giants. Is that a concern?
I thought the Raiders were at the Giants.
No. Well, he's on the Raiders now, Dave.
Oh, my God, a trade.
You haven't been paying attention.
Yeah. I assume he'll play.
Greg Hardy on the commissioner's exempt list until his case is resolved, just like Adrian Peterson. DeSean Jackson insists he will play this week despite his shoulder injury. They're at Philadelphia. We will preview that game. Seems like RG3 could be back in about 8 weeks.
When you say back, do you mean starting? Because I don't know if that's going to happen. Right.
Speaking of back, Wes Welker's back. Dallas cornerback Orlando Scandrick is back. And St. Louis wide receiver Stedman Bailey is back. They are no longer suspended. Are Welker and Bailey playing this week?
They are playing this week. I like Welker as a flex option. I might consider Bailey in a 20-team league for a bench spot.
Lamar Miller not on the injury report. That's good news.
I like him a lot this week.
Is he a top 24 guy, Lamar Miller?
He's a top 12 guy.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's faith. How about you?
Top 24. Closer. Much closer to 24 than 12.
Let's see. Tony Romo missed practice.
I like it. I think he's worth starting.
Would you start Doug Martin or Lamar Miller?
Miller.
I'd start Martin.
Tony Romo missed practice with the back issue. You think that's just going to happen kind of throughout the
year? Yeah, he even said that was something to expect every week.
He's tired of handing off.
Joe Flacco missed practice with an illness, but Jason Lockenfora reports that Flacco should play Sunday at Cleveland. ESPN reports Eric Decker is on pace to play this week. They have the Bears on Monday Night Football. Jordan Cameron looks good for Sunday, according to the Akron Beacon Journal. Roddy White is going to play tonight, almost certainly. Doug Martin expected to play. Austin Davis likely to start for the Rams against Dallas. The Jacksonville wide receivers are banged up. Cecil Shorts, Marquise Lee, and Allen Hurns all banged up. Who do you expect to play against the Colts?
I think only Lee is the guy you can expect at this point.
Carson Palmer uncertain for this week against San Francisco.
Yeah, Bruce Arians said it could be a day, it could be a month until he's back.
This is another one with a bye next week.
Yeah, it makes too much sense.
They don't want to lose this game, clearly, but they need Palmer for the season. So I doubt that they trot him out there if he's not ready to go.
T.Y. Hilton has a groin injury, and they're at Jacksonville. So, concerned?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't want to keep beating this horse because it's a great matchup, but it's, no pun intended with the Colts, an outdoor game for him. You know, and now that he's banged up, it's just...
How about the fact that he stunk for 2 weeks?
Well, this was my concern for T.Y. Hilton. Wayne's back. Allen's back. They got Hakeem Nicks. It wasn't last year when Wayne went down. He was the guy. That was it. It was him and Colby Fleener.
He didn't do a great job then. It took him a while to really
round it up. He had 1,000 yards. He had a couple of great games. He had a lot of bad games. He's like Vincent Jackson light. You know, the concern you have, Adam, about Vincent Jackson is you're going to get, one or two really great games and then three or four stinkers. By the end of the season, he's got 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns, but he did that in like four games.
Those are two of the three guys that I avoid drafting. The third is Torrey Smith, who I feel the exact same way about.
Right.
Hilton's got 22 targets, so it's not like they're not throwing him the ball. He's only caught half of them, and he's averaging less than 10 yards per catch.
Well, last week's game was troubling because it was indoors against a bad secondary. Week one, I know we differed on this, but it was outdoors, and they shadowed him with Aqib Talib, which is what I feared.
He got a ton of targets in that game.
And he got a ton of targets in last
week's game, too.
Dealing with a difficult matchup. This week should be great for him. But... Yeah. Banged up on grass, I don't know if I'm going
to
trust him.
Well, I know you guys are going to talk about that tomorrow, but my question is, how is it going to sound? Are people going to be able to understand you tomorrow? we should be good to go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jamie, where are you? Where are you? Come back.
It's going to be a great show, and we should do go.
Yeah, that's basically what it was the whole time. We should be good to go. They should be good to go tomorrow.
What makes you so confident?
Because you know what the problem was. You made a silly mistake. We've identified the problem.
Do you realize how important you are?
The problem is me.
Do you realize how important you are that they are hiring a producer for us just to take care of things while you're gone?
That's not true.
Oh, yes,
it is true.
What?
Yeah, yes. You're being replaced.
No. You're not being replaced as a host.
Fridays?
Just for one day. They're not hiring somebody. They're moving somebody in from a different department.
But maybe we'll give him a mic and we'll see what he can do.
Also a Coral Springs legend.
Get Wally Pipped.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah. You're going to have to wait to listen.
You know the cliche, nobody tells me anything? Nobody tells me anything.
You just found out right now, live on the air.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I found out at the same time everyone else did. Hey, listen, Saturday night, Dave and Jamie are going to be on CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time, and they'll be taking your phone calls, answering your questions, and getting you set for Week 3, so go to get the CBS Sports app, and you can listen there, or you can get the radio.com app, or you can go to radio.cbsports.com, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern.
If you like Abbott Costello and Stadler and Waldorf, you get to see it live on camera for the next 2 days.
Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon. This is new news, too.
Yes.
All right, let's read some tweets about Tampa Bay at Atlanta. Brian Park, start or sit, Roddy White.
I think you can start him. He's okay. I don't love him. I like him.
This is one with A.J. Green, which is interesting. Because if, let's just say you have Green, Roddy, Brandon Cooks, and Kelvin Benjamin. Let's say you drafted those four receivers.
And you got to start two?
And you got to start two in a flex or three, potentially. Obviously, A.J. Green would be in your lineup most weeks, but I think you go the other direction because the other three guys should be good as long as Roddy plays.
Really?
What?
No,
well, you don't
you
have to make that
Roddy.
Decision now.
Here's what you do. You start Roddy White, and then if A.J. Green turns out to be ready to go on Sunday, you drop
I guess I gave too many people.
And you put in.
Let's just say it's
a situation you where you've got to pick between A.J. Right. Green and Roddy. Your other one is LeSean McCoy. It's just a crazy, wacky league.
No, it's Cooks. Cooks somebody we like. That's your third receiver.
And you have to pick two of those three.
Right.
You're confusing
again,
the situation.
Again,
it's about
you can do it on
if the
Sunday.
Decision
it would be
is,
Vincent Jackson.
If the decision is Roddy White versus A.J. Green and A.J. Green doesn't practice on Thursday, I think you have to go with Roddy White.
I haven't slept in
Everybody say the name of a wide receiver and let's confuse all the listeners even more.
Andre Holmes.
Hakeem Nicks. Okay. So, Matthew Vaughn.
Dane Sonsenbacher.
Starter sit, Bobby Rainey. Alternatives would be Bernard Pierce, Pierre Thomas, or Nile Davis.
I like all three of those alternatives better than Bobby Rainey. If Doug Martin's inactive, it changes because then Rainey shoots up, I think.
Yeah. Remember 2 weeks ago, or was it last week, when Martin was a surprise inactive? It was
last week.
Yeah. He was expected to play, and then all of a sudden, boop.
Right, but if he plays, you got to
sit Bobby Rainey.
And
then Bobby Rainey went, whoop.
All right, if Martin doesn't play, Rainey or Nile Davis?
Davis.
Davis is top 12.
Here's one from Leon Phelps. Vincent Jackson, starter sit. I have Patterson, Macklin, Marshall, and Vincent Jackson. I can start three of them.
Scared to death of Vincent Jackson this week.
I actually like him this week.
He doesn't even have 100 yards receiving this season.
Yeah, but the targets are still there, and they're still looking for him. I think they're going to be trailing in this game, and I'm not sold on the secondary for Atlanta.
You shouldn't be sold on the secondary for Atlanta. But, I mean, it's not like he's had difficult matchups the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, of this list, I like him better than Patterson.
Not me. He
From
might be
Saul,
last on this list.
Bobby Rainey or Lamar Miller or is Chris Johnson?
Miller.
No, I like Miller better.
Corey, Doug Martin or Ridley?
Ridley.
Dylan, Doug Martin or is PPR? Lacey, Niles, Davis, Vereen, Jeremy Hill.
If it's only one, I'm starting Niles Davis. If peeing in your pants is cool, consider me Nile Davis.
Yes, good stuff. David Miller Jr. asked, Roddy White or Lamar Miller?
For me, it's Miller.
I'd go Miller, standard, Roddy, PPR.
And Kirk, thy captain, Vincent Jackson or Keenan Allen, Reggie Wayne, Riley Cooper, Aaron Dobson?
I would rank them Allen, Wayne, Jackson, Scrubs.
Jackson would be second for me behind Allen.
Let's fill in the blank. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Kyrie Robinson.
Can we get away with saying Lamar Miller is a sleeper?
Sure.
Yes.
Lamar Miller is a sleeper. Steven Jackson's a sleeper. I think Steven Jackson finishes as a top 24.
I agree.
Maybe even top 20 running back.
Blank
I think he scores.
Is a PPR sleeper this week.
PPR
Derek
sleeper.
Derek Carrier.
That's a great one. It's a great one. Receiver turned tight end for San Francisco probably would replace Vernon Davis. That's a good one. How about Anquan Boldin if Vernon Davis is out? I think he could pick up a lot of work in San Francisco as well. Steve Smith,
okay.
I don't think people should be afraid to start him anymore. PPR or standard.
Works for me. Next up, blank will be a bust this week.
Michael Crabtree.
I don't know if I see it that way because he's had a good track record against Patrick Peterson.
He has, but that was before Peterson was moving around. And now Cromartie's there too.
I don't know if Peterson's necessarily moving around.
He did last 2 weeks. He chased Keenan Allen in week one, and he chased Reuben Randall last week, and Randall had a beautiful touchdown catch up.
He definitely did not follow Keenan Allen around in week one because Malcolm Floyd scored on Peterson in week one.
Well, I mean, he may have on that play.
Right.
But he was
so otherwise,
the majority of the game, he was chasing Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Stop fighting.
We're not fighting. We're just splitting hairs.
That's what friends do. Who's a bust for you?
Who's a bust for me?
Lacey?
Yeah, I mean, he's out of my top 12.
Monte Ball.
Okay. Monte Ball is there out of my top 12. That's the only Bronco I don't like, by the way.
I would start these wide receivers over Monte Ball.
Wes Welker.
Ooh. Ooh, that hurt a little. I don't know if I like that.
Slot receivers have done well against Seattle this year.
I don't know if he necessarily plays the whole game. That's what I'm worried about with him. How about, are you looking for wide receivers over Monte Ball?
That's what I said.
Sammy Watkins.
Oh, no way.
Yes way.
Would I do that?
Yes way.
Wow. Okay, Brandon Cooks will be blank this week.
Excellent.
Top 20 receiver.
That's a lot of faith you guys have, Brandon Cooks.
It's more faith in Drew Brees.
Colin Kaepernick will be blank this week.
By the way, can you name the receiver who's played the most snaps for the Saints this season?
I think I do. I think I know now.
Robert Meacham.
Really?
No, it's Brandon Cooks.
What happened to Colston last week?
He didn't play that much.
The Browns made a concerted effort to play back. And the Saints throw underneath.
And so Colston isn't necessarily fast, so he was covered pretty easily. There's a little bit of me that wonders if he was punished for that fumble in the overtime game in week one.
Colin Kaepernick will be blank this week.
Not a top 12 quarterback.
Yep. He's struggling a little bit.
Le'Veon Bell will do blank this week.
He will total about 100 yards.
Will he score?
No.
He might.
Blank is a sleeper DST.
Colts, Saints, Dolphins.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with the Dolphins. They just don't look very good right now.
I think they'll clam up the Chiefs.
Before we start breaking down the games, let me remind everyone that today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, where you can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. Squarespace constantly improving their platform, new features, new designs, better customer support. So if you're intimidated at all by creating a website, I promise you Squarespace makes it so easy for you. And if you have any trouble, their customer support is great, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it is so cheap, $8 a month, and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start a free trial with no credit card required. Start building your website today. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our podcast. And we want to thank Squarespace for supporting Fantasy Football Today, and that's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
What if I use the promo code DJ Milk?
No, that's not going to work,
Dave.
You're not going to get
10% off?
No.
Do I get 20%
off?
50% off. Oh, that would be awesome.
No, use the offer code FUN. It's much better. Denver's at Seattle, Super Bowl rematch. It might be hard to remember, but Demaryius Thomas actually had a huge game against Seattle in the Super Bowl. 13 catches, 118 yards, and a touchdown with a fumble. Peyton Manning did not have a very good game. The running backs,
was that NFL record, 13 catches?
In the Super Bowl?
I think it might have been.
I don't know. The running backs combined for 27 yards on 13 carries for Denver. Who cares? Let's talk about this year. What is going to happen, and why do you guys trust the Denver offense so much?
Let's start with the offensive line, which is worlds better than where it was last year. I remember sitting in this room, and both of you picked the Broncos to win the game, and I picked Seattle. And the sole reason why I like Seattle was because I thought they'd be able to get to Peyton Manning. I don't think it's going to happen as easily this time around. They might get to him a couple of times. But Peyton, to me, is when he's playing behind a very good offensive line like this, he's going to do what he wants. And I imagine that they're going to try throwing on Seattle's secondary. That sounds scary at first, but they've got I think his name is Marcus Burley, which sounds a lot like a pitcher that used to pitch for the White Sox. I think they're going to target him. Yeah, but not for the White Sox, so I don't know who he is. He's on the Blue Jays now.
Mm-hmm. Had a very good year.
Started out
good. Yeah, it started out good. Listen, Monte Ball, I'm worried about. I don't know how good they are necessarily at run blocking. I don't know how good Monte Ball's really looked. I think he's been okay. I think the passing game is where Denver goes, and I think they'll be fine. And I'm looking forward to the matchups and seeing Peyton kind of pick on the cornerbacks like Burley, like Byron Maxwell. They're going to take shots on Sherman, too, just like San Diego did. And after Antonio Gates busted the Seattle coverage last week for 3 touchdowns, you better believe that if Julius Thomas is lined up on a Seattle linebacker, that Peyton's going to go after him, too.
This is a home game, though, and tight ends don't do well in Seattle. Most players don't do well in Seattle. I gave this stat in week one, but Last year, quarterbacks averaged 174 passing yards. They threw 7 touchdowns with 16 picks in the 8 Seattle home regular
season
games.
Were any of them named Peyton Manning?
No, but Drew Brees was.
Brees was in there. His offensive line
was this year, look what Aaron Rodgers just did. 189
passing
yards.
And his offensive line was trash.
It doesn't always just come down to the offensive line. I'm not saying to sit Peyton Manning, but I don't know. You guys are pretty bullish on the Broncos passing game, and it just hasn't been done. It hasn't been done, and no team has scored more than 20 points in the last 7 games in Seattle.
Yeah, but I look, at some point, there's always that one time where something busts the trend.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton last year against the Patriots outdoors.
Zach Stacy against Seattle.
Maurice Jones-Drew against Seattle.
All Jones-Drew really did was score late.
Right.
You know, so
I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit.
No, I understand, and I think a lot of people are somewhat nervous. But there's so many weapons that Denver throws at Seattle with an improved offensive line from the Super Bowl. With you know that there's probably understanding Peyton Manning knew the first two opponents he's going to face. Not that he didn't take this preparation lightly, because that's not the type of person he is. But he's been eyeballing this game since January, you know, February. So you have to figure that he saw what Phillip Rivers just did. And keep in mind, Phillip Rivers had 11 carries in that game. So Peyton Manning's going to run all over the Seahawks. There's just a scenario of you downgrade Peyton from where he typically is, which is the top quarterback for our rankings most weeks. And I don't know what you project him for. I have him for, I think, 277, 3 touchdowns, and a couple picks. You know, so I think he's going to have a down game by his standards. But I still think he'll be able to challenge the secondary like Rivers did. He won't be afraid of hat-on-hat with Thomas on Sherman if it goes that route, or Sanders on Sherman if it goes that route. I just think you gotta still roll him out there.
All right, you guys both have Peyton in your top 5. So then you're starting Demaryius Thomas. You guys like Emmanuel Sanders, right?
He's downgraded too.
I moved him down in my rankings.
What about
last night?
Wes Welker.
I think you look at what's happened the first or their last 3 games, including the Super Bowl. Now Welker's not the same guy because Sanders is there, but Welker, you have in your notes here, 8 for 84.
In the Super Bowl, yeah.
Randall Cobb playing out of the slot, scored a touchdown in week 1. Last week, Eddie Royal, 7 catches, 10 targets in that game. That's a spot that they'll pick on.
I don't think Seattle's defense is as good as it was last year. Do you guys?
No, they lost guys. It's not. Yeah. They lost a lot of guys, and they already lost one of their cornerbacks.
And it's good. It's very
key,
good. I'm just
key
saying,
players, good. Though, are still very much there.
So would you go Roddy White or Emmanuel Sanders?
Sanders.
I'll take White.
Would you go Vincent Jackson or Emmanuel Sanders?
Jackson.
Sanders.
Sanders or Cordarrelle Patterson?
Patterson. Sanders.
You guys aren't going to agree on anything.
We haven't agreed on one
all right,
yet.
Sanders is like a number 2 wide receiver this week. How about Monte Ball? How bad do you expect Monte Ball to be?
It could potentially be like 60 yards bad.
Like
I've got him 18th in my rankings.
I am,
and I might even move him down 24th? Another spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so look
like
for
I'd start
options.
Jackson over him tonight.
And then for the and Julius Thomas, totally cool with.
You can't get
Here's
away from
the
him.
Problem, and you can't get away from Peyton either. Like, are you really going to start
Gates.
Andy Dalton?
Gates or Thomas?
I go Thomas.
Let me see what I have ranked. I have Gates ahead of Thomas.
I asked this question on Sunday. Would you start Russell Wilson over Peyton Manning? Because Russell Wilson, you can just pencil in 20, 23 points,
right.
Somewhere in that range. He's going to be fine.
I might.
Everybody
that would
asked
be the safe
said yes.
Way.
Really?
Because yeah.
You guys wouldn't.
No, I still start Peyton. I think they're going to be similar.
Yeah. And Dave, you have Zach Ertz and Antonio Gates ahead of Julius Thomas. Jamie, you only have Graham and Gronkowski ahead of Julius Thomas. How about the Seahawks? Marshawn Lynch, obviously, you're starting. Russell Wilson, figure around 20 to 23-ish points, whatever. What about Percy Harvin?
I think you have to start him. He's just going to touch the ball.
Absolutely.
That's a factor, and I don't think Denver's defense has really shown up enough to be concerned about slowing him down.
We talked about Peyton Manning circling this game on his calendar. You don't think the Seahawks did too? And I'm sure that they've got tricks up their sleeve with Percy Harvin. Yeah, you're starting Percy Harvin.
Rank the wide receivers.
In the game?
Yeah.
Harvin is second on the list. It's Demaryius, Harvin. Then there's space, square space. Sanders, Welker, and Dougie Baldwin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go curse over Baldwin, but same order.
Seattle DST, 6th for Jamie, 11th for Dave. So if you could pick up the Saints, would you start them over Seattle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the problem is, though, you want to sit this week.
You can't, no one's cutting the Seahawks DST. If they're out on waivers, I'm grabbing them. You're going to lose them.
Right.
You either have to fill a second bench spot to put the Seahawks in so you can start another DST, or you just take your lumps with the Seahawks defense.
I think they're still going to turn over Peyton Manning at least once or twice.
Right.
I think
they might not be 15 points good, but they might be 10 points.
You'll see a fumble or so, and there's always the special teams factor.
Sure. All right, who wins?
Seattle.
Denver.
I'm kind of feeling that, Dave. Kind of feeling Denver. Okay.
I think I have to change my pick on the site.
Jamie bullied me into picking Denver to win the Super Bowl last year. That's the only reason I picked them.
It is?
Because he bullied you into it?
No, he didn't.
How could he bully you into anything?
Just embarrassed by my pick, that's all. Green Bay at Detroit. Bonanza?
I think we got to come up with a different word, because every time you do bonanza, it's
so
not.
Fine. Green Bay at Detroit. Start of the week? Just kidding. Is this going to be a big offensive game?
Should be.
What about Eddie Lacy? We know Detroit's pretty good against running backs.
Yeah, but they have a lot of touchdown to running backs each of the last 2 weeks.
That's true. A rushing.
You got to be really loaded given what's happening with running backs right now to bench Eddie Lacy.
And that said, we've got him low by comparison to where you'd normally find him in our rankings.
Rashad Jennings or Eddie Lacy?
Lacy. But it's not too far
off. I mean, if I had Ridley, Davis, Joik Bell, I'm sitting Eddie Lacy. There's a scenario for you.
Right. There are definitely backs that you would start ahead of Lacy.
Lacy or Emmanuel Sanders?
Lacy.
I'll go with Lacy.
Kelvin Benjamin?
Lacy.
All right, moving on. Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, they are must starts. Anyone else on Green Bay?
No.
Devontae Adams might be a stash, though.
Yeah, the third receiver spot is in flux right now.
I think he's going to get it.
Matthew Stafford is Jamie's number one quarterback, Dave's number four. How are you approaching the Detroit running backs right now? Green Bay has allowed 4 rushing touchdowns, 3 of them the running backs, but did a pretty good job against Jets guys last week.
I think Joik Bell's a must-start guy. He's top 10 guy this week. And Reggie's just not touching the ball enough to, I think, warrant anything more than flex consideration. But you got to be in one of those scenarios where you need him.
What's weird is that they are not exactly alternating when they get inside the 10. Joik has only half the snaps when Detroit's been inside their opposing team's 10-yard line this season. They shared one play together. And I think Reggie was in on 3. Theo Riddick was in on a couple back in week 1 against the Giants. That was weird. But all the rushing touchdowns allowed by Green Bay this season have been from short range. So Joik should get another one of those.
I was a little surprised that you guys were so high on Joik Bell, top 10 running back. Because it's almost like, how do you predict what's going to happen? You look at week 1, and Reggie Bush got all the catches, and Joik didn't. Week 2, Bell had, 6 catches, and Reggie Bush was completely uninvolved in the passing game. So I'm not making the case for Bush over Bell. I'm making the case of playing it safe with the Detroit running backs until we see it play out. Also, you look at the good game that Joik Bell had in week 1. Well, they really wore down the Giants. The Giants' offense was terrible, and late in the game, Joik did all his damage. It's probably not going to happen against Green Bay. So I just don't know that we've seen enough from Joik Bell to make him a top 10 running back when there are no buys. So just explain a little bit further, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I think it's some of the injuries that you're seeing and just the matchup for him. So I don't think that Green Bay is going to go in there and blow the doors off the Lions. If that was the case, then I think Reggie Bush would have a lot more of an opportunity.
I also don't think that job one for the Packers defense is going to be stopping Joik Bell. That might be job three.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nile Davis or Joik Bell?
I'll take
Davis.
I think I've got Bell ranked higher.
Are you pretty much sitting Reggie Bush?
I do have Bell ranked higher.
Yeah, I just haven't seen enough from him to say start.
Golden Tate, start or sit?
He's top 15 for me.
Not for me. He's out of my top 24 for me.
Ooh. What's going on here, guys?
Just haven't seen it from him. The targets have been there. Catches have been nice, but he's not scoring. He's come close, but he just hasn't been that stud that we were hoping for.
I really like what I saw week 1. He just missed a touchdown by a yard. Week 2, their whole team was thrown out of whack against a very good defense on the road at Carolina. This defense does not scare me at all, and I think this is Golden Tate's coming out party.
I wonder if he's going to be a home road guy.
I have a feeling it's going to be like that. I have a feeling it's going to be like that for this offense a little bit.
Hopefully not.
Nope. I'd like to see
maybe turf grass guy.
I'd like to see them play on the road, outdoors, on grass, against a defense not named the Panthers before we think about that.
Sure, it's fair. Minnesota's at New Orleans. Does New Orleans run, throw, or do both against Minnesota?
Yes.
Yes.
They're going to do both.
So how about Kyrie Robinson? Where do you guys have him?
I like him a lot. I've got him 17th.
Ready? Kyrie Robinson or Monte Ball?
Robinson.
Eddie Lacy.
Lacy.
Yeah.
Chris Johnson.
Not even close.
Michael Crabtree.
Not even close.
Yeah, I'd take Robinson.
Cordero Patterson.
Robinson.
Robinson.
He should score. He should get you about 50 yards. Maybe you get a look at his grill during the game.
Does he have a grill?
I believe he has a grill.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Can you trust Marcus Colston this week?
I think they do whatever they want against Minnesota.
I don't mind him.
So can you trust Marcus Colston?
I think if you put him as a number two fantasy receiver, you'll be okay.
Top 20 for me.
How about Brandon Cooks? Now, I just ask about Cooks because he disappointed last week. They all did pretty much, but Stills is back, so I don't know if that has any effect.
No, it didn't.
First Cooks home game, they're going to showcase him.
Okay, I'm trying to look up Kyrie Robinson's grill. Kyrie Robinson grill. Oh, yeah, there's a grill there. Good stuff, Dave.
Where's yours?
Oh, I left it at home. I don't bring it in on Thursday. I only wear it on Fridays when I'm out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matt Asiata.
I love that type of cheese.
I was hearing on the radio today that cheese helps fight cavities, particularly blue cheese, just so everybody knows.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Adam Azer, DDS.
Matt Asiata, what do you expect from him?
I think he's flex worthy just because of the work he'll get.
I don't know how much work he'll end up getting, but yeah, you can put him in the flex talk.
Right. You could see a scenario where, like last week, they get blown out. He doesn't get that many carries. And if he didn't get that receiving touchdown, pretty lame week for Asiata.
Right.
But New Orleans is allowing 4.5 yards per carry. So would you go Asiata or Vereen?
Vereen.
I'd go Asiata because I don't know how much work Vereen's going to get.
What about PPR?
I'll switch it to PPR.
How about Cordero Patterson? What do you guys think about him? 21 fantasy points with Adrian Peterson playing and mostly rushing. 9 fantasy points without him and 7 catches for 82 yards for Patterson this year.
That's the troubling thing.
They've got to get him more involved. They have to. Now, the defense is going to know that, but I don't care because the Saints' secondary isn't very good.
Well, how is that possible? I thought it was going to be a good secondary. They've got talent there.
No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, their first matchup was going to be bad for them no matter who they were facing. I'm sorry. There was going to be bad for them no matter
who
they had.
Right.
Because Atlanta at home is going to be very good.
But then last week against Cleveland, they couldn't get anything going. And Patrick Robinson got burned bad.
But they just don't target Patterson enough. I don't think Patterson is a must-start guy. I think he should be in your lineup because there's a lot of potential there. But if you have better options, you can get away with it. He's not a top 24 receiver this week.
He's barely a top 24 for me.
How about Kyle Rudolph?
It's been disappointing.
I don't know. The targets have been there. I'm sticking with him.
Look at what tight ends have done so far. New Orleans has faced pretty lousy tight ends. Levine Toilolo caught a touchdown. And Gary Barnage, 4 for 41, career high in receptions for Barnage. So, I don't know. Maybe a good week for
That would be a bad week for Kyle Rudolph.
No, but if Gary Barnage set a career high in receptions and Levine Toilolo scored a touchdown, what could Kyle Rudolph do? Nah, I mean?
I like Patterson and Rudolph in the sense that we figure that Minnesota will play from behind at some point in this game, and that means that they're going to be targets. And it could be garbage time where they end up doing their best work.
Yeah, I'm nervous about Rudolph. I just think that there's a little bit of lackluster performance going on right now because, like you said, the targets have been there. The production is not.
New Orleans DST is 5th for Jamie and 6th for Dave. Washington at Philadelphia. Starter sick Kirk Cousins. No team has allowed more passing touchdowns than the Eagles. 5-2 games.
I don't mind Cousins this week. He's not a top 12 guy for me. But if I was stuck, I would start him. I'd roll the dice just because the matchup is so much in his favor. Now, the key is obviously Deshaun playing. That's going to really help him because you got to figure they're going to try and showcase Deshaun in Philadelphia. But even without him, I'd still start Kirk Cousins if, again, needed.
Over Kaepernick?
I consider it.
Okay.
I would rather go with Kaepernick. But if Vernon Davis is out, then maybe you can make the case that Cousins is the better start. I'd take him ahead of Big Ben, take him ahead of Locker. If you were in a pinch last week and you had to go with Stanton, I would take Cousins over Stanton. And you could always stash him and see what happens.
Alfred Morris, you like him?
Love him.
Who do you like in the Washington passing game?
Look, it's hard to say what these guys are going to do.
It really is.
Because new quarterback, and now you see if Jay Gruden's system is going to go this way, as opposed to that way, that way. But yeah, I think you could still use Niles Paul as a starting tight end if you're, you know, been using
right. him. Right. It's funny that that's the first name out and not.
And I think Garçon bounces back, especially if Deshaun is out.
But if Deshaun plays, I think that hurts Garçon, and that would push him down more in the rankings. I don't know if I really want to trust either guy. And Deshaun, not at 100%, isn't appealing to me.
I'm still starting Garçon in a PPR league. I'm not giving up
That's
on him
fine.
Yet.
That's fine.
This might be the first game. But this might be a game where we really get a gauge for Philadelphia's pass defense, because Ahmad Bradshaw caught two touchdowns.
Well, look at what the receivers did in that game last
yeah,
week.
Nothing.
Philadelphia did a nice job taking away the outside perimeter.
A tight end, Jack Doyle, caught a touchdown against them. Alan Hearns had that big quarter. So it's not like good wide receivers are torching them or anything like that, but it's not like they've, you know, they did face one great offense. They faced mm-hmm. Jacksonville in the other game. Philadelphia has allowed 5 sacks this season. All of them came against Jacksonville. None last week. I bring that up because Washington recorded 10 sacks
against Jacksonville.
Yes. So what does that mean for Nick Foles?
Warm up to him. I think he's a good starter.
The last time he did not throw a touchdown was against the Redskins last year, and he still managed 21 fantasy points.
Wow, he ran?
He had 298 mm-hmm. passing yards, no touchdowns, 47 rushing yards, and a touchdown.
So you like him this week?
Yeah, it's hard to get away from Nick Foles, again, with the quarterback scenario being what it is, the matchup that he has.
And do you really think the Redskins' played. Pass rush is 10 sacks good, or
no,
is that just circumstance?
Oh, right.
Foles or Rivers?
Foles.
Yeah.
Foles or Romo?
Foles.
Foles or Brady?
Foles.
Foles, but it's close. I mean, look, Foles has been getting by at 17, 18 fantasy points, or 18, 19, you know, each of the last 2 weeks.
So. Foles or Sproles?
Sproles.
You guys like Sproles this week?
I don't love him, but I can understand the appeal in starting him because he's a wild card. But I'll go back to what I said earlier this week. What did he do, or where did he do it? He did it on turf, where he's typically been very good last week against the Colts. So,
Monte Ball or Sproles? Standard and PPR.
Ball, standard.
Ball, Sproles, PPR.
Yeah, Sproles, PPR.
But Ball's going to catch the ball, though. It's not like he's not going to be involved in that.
It's fun to start Sproles. It's just
fun now.
For code fun.
Not if he disappoints you.
Yeah, that's true. But like with Percy Harvin, they're the same type of guy. They just amazing speed and quickness, and they have to be accounted for, and a lot of defenses just can't do it.
Did you see Jay Gruden's quote about Sproles?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
No.
He was asked about, you know, when McCoy comes off the field, do you rest or something like that? He said, it's we see McCoy come off and it's, oh, bleep, there's Darren Sproles.
Uh-huh. Let's move on to the Philadelphia passing game. Who do you like?
I like Mackin a lot. I mean, the targets have been there. I said it last week. I'll say it again. That guy's going to be the most targeted Eagles receiver, and he's going to come through one way or another. You know, there's going to be a game where he disappoints, he doesn't score a touchdown, but he's just playing the role that you hoped he would play, which is Nick Foles' best guy.
Definitely a hot hand, and Riley Cooper's hands are pans at this point. And that's part of the reason why I think Macklin has really ascended.
Yeah,
Cooper set up the McCoy touchdown last week with the pass interference call, though, so that was good for him.
Both Dave and Jamie have Macklin in their top 20. Jamie has him in his top 12. And don't start either DST in this game. Dallas is at St. Louis. Starter sit Zach Stacy, 19 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown at Tampa Bay last week, and Dallas is allowing 4.9 yards per carry. Zach Stacy.
I am not. I don't believe that this Cowboys defense is good, just because last week Sean Green.
What's going on here, Dave? You all right?
I'm pulling a
you
Jamie.
Want to talk about it?
I'm pulling a Jamie. I get choked up when I talk about
choked
Zach Stacy.
Yesterday, right?
It must be
Remember
something
I was
in
like,
the air. Yeah, it was weird. Mm-hmm. I don't mind Zach Stacy this week as a number 2 running back.
I like him. I think the volume is going to be there for him. I agree. I don't think this Dallas defense is as good as they played, but they haven't got destroyed by a running back yet. The yards per carry has been good. Gore had a good yards per carry. Hyde had a good yards per carry. Green had a good yards per carry.
Yeah.
So Green just had 5 carries.
At some point, the work will be there for one of these guys, and Stacy is the type of volume guy.
This is the type of offense.
Very, very good at home. The Minnesota game week one was his worst home game as a starter. So I think you just buy into that's the game Jeff Fisher wants to play. What you saw on Sunday against Tampa Bay is where they are right now.
Run the ball.
Just
control.
Sloppy. Keep it close. Yeah. Run the ball and rely on their guy. Now, the one thing that's troubling is that Stacy fumbled, so do you wonder if he gets punished at some point? If Cunningham, you know, comes in on his series and does well. So I hope that's not the case, but I would still start Zach Stacy.
Is Jared Cook a sleeper? No team allows more fantasy points so far.
Remember who he had that big game against week one last season?
No.
Wasn't it Dallas?
No, it was Arizona.
Giants,
it was Arizona.
Dallas.
That was the Arizona trend of tight ends.
Yeah. That was the kickoff.
Yeah.
So
okay, never mind.
Is he a sleeper this week?
No, I don't trust him.
You'd have to be so desperate to start Jared Cook. But yes, I think he's in the mix of home run plays. Like if you were monster roster on FanDuel and then teeny tiny little spot for a tight end and he's $4,500, maybe I'd gamble on it.
If Vernon Davis is out, Carrier or Cook?
I think I still have Cook ranked higher because this matchup is so amazing, but like I think I'd probably lean toward the guy you know as opposed to the guy you don't know in this case.
Anyone else for St. Louis?
Brian Quick. I think you got to buy into it. You know, he's tied for second in catches for the NFL. He's clearly been involved. We'll see if Stebnan Bailey takes a little bit away from that because he had such a good preseason. But, you know, outside of being really a third receiver in PPR leagues, I don't know how many people are trusting Brian Quick in standard formats yet.
Quick or Watkins?
Watkins.
Quick or Steve Smith?
Smithy.
It comes down to the two guys I think I get questioned about a lot in PPR leagues is Quick or Hawkins. And I lean toward Quick right now.
Okay.
I would too.
Sit Tony Romo.
I think you could get away from him. That's the thing. It's at some point he's going to have one of those just quietly good games, you know, where it's not 350 and four. You know, he'll have like, he had a good game against the Rams last year, 210 and three touchdowns. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's 210 and two. But, like, I have Tony Romo and Ben Roethlisberger. I'm starting Tony Romo in that league. I'm not going to bench Tony Romo. But in the leagues where I have Romo and Cutler, I'm starting Cutler.
Jason Witten, 4 fantasy points this season on 13 targets. Start or sit?
Sit.
You know, one of my favorite stats is the Rams, their last 34 games, so 2 seasons and 2 games, 3 tight ends, double digits in fantasy points.
Yeah.
They're just very good at that spot. And they contained him last year 5 for 67.
So Danelle, Paul.
Yeah.
All over.
Allen even too. I know you're not a big Dwayne Allen fan this week, but yeah, Dwayne Allen too.
Dez Bryant's a top 2 wide receiver. Don't start either DST, so that just leaves us with Terrence Williams. So far, St. Louis has not allowed more than 58 receiving yards to any wide receiver. So start or sit Terrence Williams.
2 wide receivers have scored touchdowns against them.
2?
Yes.
2.
Oh, 1 scored on a carry. Give me a break.
Well, still,
first of all, I didn't even say the note that I had written, but the written one was only 1 wide receiver touchdown.
Right.
And Cordell Patterson scored a rushing touchdown. Greg Jennings a receiving touchdown. But so far, they have done pretty well against wide receivers.
Yep. They're tinkering with their second corner this week. I forget the name of the guy that starts opposite Janoris Jenkins.
Is it Joyner?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm blanking. Yeah, you can get away from Williams. I mean, you got to see it first.
Well, you saw it in week 1.
You did. Steve Smith or Terrence Williams?
Smith.
See, I'd gamble on Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Lamar Miller or Terrence Williams?
Miller.
Monte Ball or Williams?
Ball.
PPR.
I'd take Ball.
Both for Ball.
All right, moving on. Dave, can you tell us quickly about FanDuel?
FanDuel is the king of one-week fantasy leagues, games, tournaments. You can win cash prizes. You can play against me. You can play against all of us. They've got a big-time tournament this week that I'm...
$350,000 tournament.
That's the one. How much is the buy-in?
$10.
So you can get a piece of $350,000 for just $10 playing against other people in fantasy football. And it's real simple. You've got a $60,000 budget. You pick a quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, a defense. Those players have salaries. The salaries have to fit under your budget. It's half-point PPR scoring. It's a piece of cake. And if you're not into playing against, you know, 10,000 or 15,000 people, you can play against 1 guy, 5 guys, 10 guys, 50. And no commitment past this weekend.
I love my team this week.
I don't want to hear about it because I haven't picked my team out yet, but I already know for a fact two spots in my lineup that I'm absolutely going with. I don't care what it costs me.
And they are?
Drew Brees at quarterback. And do you have Brees as your quarterback?
No, my number 1 guy is cheaper.
Okay.
Stafford. Bang.
There you go. And then Colts DST. I imagine that's real cheap.
They actually are not cheap.
Oh, really?
Yes, but the Saints are.
Oh, then ding, I would ding, go ding. With the Saints then.
Gotcha. And so is Kyrie Robinson and now Davis.
How much? Don't say anything.
And Keenan Allen.
Okay. Houston's at the Giants. Houston's at the Giants.
You go to FanDuel.com, use code CBSWIN, and they'll give you a big bonus on your deposit.
Houston's at the Giants, and Arian Foster is a start. It doesn't seem like you guys love Andre Johnson this week.
Well, look, the corners have been playing very well for the Giants, you know, outside of the the monster of Calvin Johnson in week one when one was on broken play and the other one was just a fantastic catch when he scored the two touchdowns. Look, is the quarterback situation that much better for Houston than it was for Arizona a week ago?
No.
Right. So poor quarterback play, good corners. There should be enough containment on these guys, and this should be the Foster show. So I don't know if Andre Johnson's a must-start guy. He's still a top 24 guy, but if you have some of these other guys, like I'd start Brandon Cooks over him. I would start Kelvin Benjamin over him. I would consider Sammy Watkins over him. So these are options that you can look at Andre Johnson and say, I don't know if he's got to be in my lineup.
He's got two red zone targets, seven targets just on the opponent's side of the field, and 16 targets overall.
Has anything changed since Gary Kubiak left?
Two red zone targets isn't that bad.
In two games, I guess that's not that bad.
It's, I think, too small of a sample size.
They've also been bludgeoning teams.
And just consider, for perspective, I think Larry Fitzgerald led football with 25, 24. Or at least led wide 24. Receivers, 24 last year. DeAndre Hopkins did. Yeah, there were a bunch of guys. Welker was second.
No.
Yes. Decker.
No.
I'm missing someone?
Yeah.
Who?
Edelman.
Oh, right. But I thought he was tied with Welker and Sanders. Maybe he was 24.
Maybe it was 25, 24. I thought it was 24, 23.
Nah, whatever it was. DeAndre Hopkins, starter sit.
I think if you're desperate at receiver, you can go to him.
Can the Giants offense succeed in this game?
It could. I mean, we haven't seen the Texans tested yet.
No, we haven't.
I think I'm worried about the pass rush getting to Eli and then Eli melting down.
They only have 3 sacks this year for what it's worth.
But would you have said before the season the Texans would be 3-0 and the Giants 0-3? Clearly the Giants 0-3 is not that far of a stretch. But
I figured the Texans would definitely start 2-0.
I think the Giants will win this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win this game either.
They looked better and they should have won last week. They fumbled the game away.
This could be like a 10-9 game. You know, Jennings scores a touchdown or Donnell scores a touchdown.
It's hard to get away from Rashad Jennings, right?
Yeah. Oh, you have, he's a must-start guy.
Yeah.
Nile Davis, Kyrie Robinson, Rashad Jennings, pick 2.
Davis for sure over them. I'm not sure where I have Robinson and Jennings ranked, but I may lean toward Jennings just because of his workload.
Yeah, and especially in a PPR league, right?
Without a doubt.
And then who's your favorite Giants wide receiver this week?
Does Donnell count?
No.
Randall. I mean, it's just not fun to be a Victor Cruz owner right now. And I have him in a couple leagues. I'm sitting him for, it's like a weird flex league, so Jennings is starting over him for me in that one in one league. And then remember our Foxborough league where I went tight end and my 3 receivers, and I still only have the same 3, Percy Harvin, Victor Cruz, Terrence Williams, and I'm starting Terrence Williams over Victor Cruz.
Larry Donnell is a top 12 guy, right?
Yep.
Would you start Donnell over Delanie Walker this week?
No.
No.
Kyle Rudolph?
No.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Split there. But Donnell, you can go with. I got to speed you guys up because we're running out of time and I want to read some emails. So San Francisco at Arizona. Can you trust any 49ers this week?
Don't like the running backs.
No.
Gore was miserable against Arizona in the second game last year.
I don't mind Crabtree. I know that he had a great game last week. They needed to throw. I think he could be effective again. I don't think he'll be as good. But he had Peterson's number once upon a time.
So would you rather have Crabtree or Reuben Randall?
Crabtree.
Week? Crabtree. But I don't love Crabtree this week. He's outside my top 24. I think he's just a third receiver.
Vernon Davis, if he plays, though, obviously.
Must start.
Start him.
Yeah.
Starter said Andre Ellington.
Must start.
Really?
Again, if you're talking Nile Davis.
I don't think he's a must start.
Yeah, Nile Davis, Kyrie Robinson, Matt Asiata, Andre Ellington. Where's Ellington?
Ahead of Asiata. I wouldn't have a problem gambling on Robinson.
Would you go Ellington or Emmanuel Sanders?
Ellington.
Me too.
All right, you guys like Ellington.
I don't love him. I've got him outside of my top 24.
San Francisco DST is 8th for Jamie and 9th for Dave. Arizona DST is 10th for each of you. And how about the wide receivers for Arizona? How are you approaching Fitzgerald and Floyd?
Outside my top 24 for both. It's a Drew Stanton factor.
Yeah, Floyd's at 20 for me, and Fitzgerald's outside of my top
6
24.
Targets last
Fitzgerald's
week.
Fitzgerald's 30.
He had one catch for
Why
Floyd.
Would you go Floyd over Fitzgerald?
Just because I think he's the most explosive guy.
Fitzgerald crushed the Cardinals, the 49ers last year.
He had one great catch.
We had 2 games over 100 yards and scored a touchdown in one of them.
Right, the San Francisco game.
Pittsburgh is at Carolina.
Yeah, they had a 75-yard touchdown.
Pittsburgh's at Carolina. Which quarterback do you like better?
Cam.
So no faith in Roethlisberger?
The last 10 games, I'm sorry, the Panthers haven't allowed multiple passing touchdowns in their building in the last 10 games. And that includes Ryan, Breeze, Brady, Stafford, and I think maybe Rodgers.
All right. So sit Ben Roethlisberger. That's pretty compelling. Cam or Brady?
Cam.
Cam.
Cam or Dalton?
Cam.
Cam or Luck?
Luck.
That was a weird sound that you just
emanated
from your
mouth. I was thinking, Dave. Cam or Luck?
You gotta look at the Steelers right now. Their defense is miserable. You know,
right?
And I know Dave talked me into it the way you were so passionate about the Steelers' early schedule and how they would perform.
I'm so sorry.
No, look, I mean, it made sense.
I was talking to myself. I'm sorry that I did it to my team.
So it just hasn't materialized. They played one good half of defense against the Browns to start the game, and since then they've been terrible.
They can't
tackle.
They've
got three sacks on the season. They've got no turnovers.
With that said, what do you do about the Carolina running backs?
Well, D'Angelo hasn't practiced yet, so I have yet to give him any projections. Until I see him practice, then I will consider giving him any sort of numbers. But if Jonathan Stewart's the starter there, he's top 20 for me. And I would even consider him as a flex option if D'Angelo plays.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to lean on him a little bit. Tolbert's banged up also. He has his chest injury. So if Tolbert's out of there and D'Angelo's out of there, Stewart should be a monster.
Dave, starter sit Marcus Wheaton.
He's a PPR flex. That's as good as it gets for him.
Starter sit Heath Miller.
Sit. Can't trust him.
You know, it's interesting, though. I agree, sit Miller. But they were real bad against tight ends last year. They haven't faced a good one yet. And Miller could surprise you this week, but I think he's better off sitting on your bench.
Starter sit Calvin Benjamin.
I think he's a low-end number two receiver. I'm not sure how much passing the Panthers are going to have to do.
Greg Olsen is a start. Carolina defense is a start, so that just leaves Le'Veon Bell, who you guys said like 10 fantasy points standard.
Yeah.
Yep.
The one thing I would not be very excited about him.
Number one receivers haven't done well against the Steelers so far. Not that the Browns have one, but Torrey Smith was negated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And would you go Le'Veon Bell or Kyrie Robinson?
Bell.
Pretty hard to get away from him.
It's close.
Emails from Chris Covella.
The Chris Covella?
Kaepernick or Locker?
Kaepernick.
Martellus Bennett or Chris Johnson?
The tight end.
Bennett.
Dustin from a small city outside of Disney World.
Kissimmee.
No, thank you.
Give me a defense that most likely wasn't drafted and available now that you think will finish top five this year.
This year? Wasn't drafted.
He said Cleveland,
Ravens.
Buffalo, Minnesota.
I was going to say Buffalo. I didn't even look at it. Buffalo got off to a good start.
I picked them up in like three leagues this week. I really like them. And I picked them up over the Bengals for one reason. Bengals have a bye next week. And I don't want to have to play roulette again. So, I like what I've seen from the Ravens. They look good on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan from Buffalo. Dear Mouth, Data, and Chunk, would you drop Toby Gerhardt or Trent Richardson for Bishop Sankey, 10-team league?
Definitely Richardson. And if I'm loaded at running back, I'd probably go with Gerhardt, too. I'd punt with him.
So drop them both for one guy.
Sure. The empty roster spot's better than them.
This is going to be an interesting week for Sankey because if they're trailing, they're not going to stick Green out there. And will they decide to go with Sankey in that role?
If McCluster's out.
Or Leon Washington, because they've actually used Washington to carry the ball also.
Here's Shane from the DMV.
Hurtful.
Shane is in a 10-team PPR league. Would I be crazy to bench Monte Ball and Le'Veon Bell for Joik Bell and Donald Brown?
Yes and no.
You mean no and yes. You wouldn't be crazy to sit those guys for Bell.
Pick two out of four.
I'd go with Bell. The Bells.
Bell and Le'Veon and Joik.
The Bells twins.
Blake from Lexington. 12-team league. Do I trade Monte Ball for Eddie Lacy?
Sure.
It's a close call.
Their schedule's about to get nice.
Nick from Brick, New Jersey.
Packers.
Nick from Brick, New Jersey. Nick from Brick, New Jersey. Grade the trade, PPR. I give Emmanuel Sanders. I get Keenan Allen.
I'd do it.
I would do it.
You'd rather have Allen than Sanders the rest of the season?
Yep.
Interesting.
Okay. Had it ranked that way, I'll stick to it.
Dave in Kalamazoo. Better flex, PPR. Rashad Jennings or Steven Ridley?
This week, it's Ridley.
In PPR, I'd go Jennings.
Really? Yep. Over your boy?
Yep.
All right.
And one more. Cody from Wisconsin. Roddy White or Brandon Cooks?
Give me Cooks.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about in my rankings. I have Cooks ranked higher.
Cooks it is. Guys, thank you very much.
It's
have a great
very
day.
Exciting because tomorrow, no Adam. Who knows what this podcast is going to sound like?
Yeah, I'll say it again.
It might come out in French.
As I said last week, I apologize in advance, and you guys are both, no, nothing will happen. No bad things will go wrong.
What do you mean? They're hiring a producer just for one day.
They're hiring. Everything will be fine. Moving somebody over from a different department.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
They're giving us our own helper.
Tomorrow's podcast is going to be a little bit later than normal, but it'll be great, and we'll talk to you then.
Hopefully it sounds good, and if not, blame Adam.
Bye.